Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's the impact of a godly upbringing? Born into a family of pastors, she's so grateful to have been raised in the ways of the Lord. I'm speaking of none other than Corvette Coco de la Cruz. She runs two businesses, one as a professional makeup artist for Coco Bella Makeup, and the other as a health and wellness entrepreneur for Purium Health Products. A godly upbringing. Some have it, some experience it today. Some want to have it. Some have a big question mark about what it's all about. In the middle of it all, we are centered on the person of Jesus Christ, who, in whatever place we find ourselves at this very moment in our lives, Christ is there. We might not recognize him. We might not be interested in him or in what he is all about and what he can do in and through our lives. But he's there nonetheless with a loving, gracious arm of reach to you because he loves you and he knows you. And God sent his son, Jesus himself, to die on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross to wash our sins away. Yes, he was buried, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and Coco de la Cruz can share about what it means to experience the resurrection power of Christ in her life and in your life, our lives. Coco and her husband, Jay, they reside in Eva Beach, along with their two doggies, Tanner and Zola. Coco, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you for having me here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in town area, but with my Christian background, I grew up in the Way of Salvation Church.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I have to say the people that influenced me most was my grandpa Mariano Canyeso and his wife Grandma Mary Canyeso and my auntie Karen.
Let's talk about grandpa and grandma. Why?
He had a calling from God, and God spoke so profound to him that he went, and no matter what circumstance there was, he overcame each circumstance to go and preach the gospel, to reach souls. So he climbed mountains, and he hiked, and he walked for miles in the Philippines to preach the gospel and to share Jesus's love and to share what it is to be saved and to have Christ in their life.
You mentioned your auntie. What was it about your auntie that was so impactful to you?
Oh my gosh, she's my best friend. I love her so much. She has helped me through every situation in my life. She just never judged me, and she just, you know, just prayed for me.
It must be a very unique experience growing up, not only as a pastor's child, grandchild, child, in a family of believers. And the Way of Salvation Church, your grandfather Mariano Canyeso, I've known of him and the impact that he's had. What is it like growing up in an environment like that?
It's an amazing upbringing. And of course, it's obstacles that come with it. You are really put on a microscope because you are the pastor's granddaughter, you know, and it's every little thing that you may do is just, it explodes even more. But it's such an amazing upbringing that no matter what circumstance, it gives you the strength to really push through, to know that you serve an almighty God. And the reason that you are a pastor's grandchild is because this is the calling that he has put on your family to go and reach and touch many lives, no matter what testimony and what circumstance you may have gone through, what things you face in life, you know, every struggle, you know, somebody out there is struggling with something harder than you are struggling with. So, you know, it's just really opening up your arms and just showing the love of God. And well, back to your question, it was a tough one, but, you know, I thank God for bringing me up through a ministry, through bringing me up through a ministry that is so focused on winning souls and saving lives.
Coco, when we talked about your auntie, it elicited a response from you. It evoked something in you. Mm-hmm. Let's go back there. What was it that caused the response that you had right here?
Well, I come from a broken family, so my dad and my mom are split up. And this is where I thank God so much for bringing me up or being a part of a foundation of Christ, you know, and because I could have went either way, you know, I could have went really bad downhill, but I chose to serve God. And through that, you know, I've experienced a lot of I didn't have any self-esteem. I had such low self-esteem. I just didn't feel good about myself. But my auntie had helped to build me up, to be thankful for who I am, to be grateful for the skin I'm in, to be thankful for what I have. And she just, you know, never judged me through anything. And, you know, you go through life and you go through life challenges and, you know, of course, there's family members that will, you know, they'll talk about you. And it's sad, but it's the truth. Like, they'll talk about you instead of praying for you, you know. And that's what my auntie did. She never judged me. When she would hear things, she'd be like, I'm going to talk to Coco. And she would hear it and she would pray with me. And she would never, you know, never judge and just speak life into me.
She was loyal to you.
Yes. Very loyal.
You could rely on her knowing that she was in your corner.
Yes, exactly.
It's like having someone in your life that when they're around, they don't allow others to backbite, to say things that may or may not be true because they got you.
Yes, she had my back.
She had your back. That's a rare gift to have a person like that in your family. You mentioned not having self-esteem. I find that very intriguing because you are in a professional makeup artist. You're with young ladies. You're with ladies and. You're in a beauty industry, even with Purium Health Products. Mm-hmm. How did you learn lessons about self-esteem that you are able to pass on to your clients today?
You know, we are created in God's eyes, and I believe that everybody is beautiful. It's amazing. Every person, no matter how beautiful they look, when they sit in your seat, they'll apologize for something. They'll apologize. So, I'm so sorry. I have dark circles under my eyes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't brush my hair. Oh, I'm sorry. I have bags under my eyes. And, you know, I'm sorry. I'm studying for my exams. I'm breaking out. And, you know, it's life. It happens. And I always tell them how beautiful they are, you know, because every person is beautiful. And to be able to have them in my seat and just have that time, that one-on-one talk with them and do their makeup, and they feel beautiful after I do their makeup as I enhance their natural beauty. It's an elating feeling to just be able to uplift people in my chair. Not just, okay, sit down, do your makeup, okay, done. You know, it's mm-hmm. just having that one-on-one conversation with them to really help them find their worth and help them find their esteem as well.
How important is the inside of a person, the way that they see themselves, not the external, the face, the eyes, the nose, mouth, and the symmetry or asymmetry, but the inner beauty?
Oh, it's so important because that will shine through no matter what. You can have the outer look of just beauty, but when you speak and you have this darkness in you or this hate in you, it just shines. It really dims the room down, you know. Mm. But it really, really reflects on a person when they speak. No, you know, I believe everything you speak has life into it. So when you're speaking and you don't have that life in it, you know, it's really causing, you're really kind of like pulling people down. And, you know, I don't think that's a great thing.
It could change the atmosphere.
Yes, it totally changes the atmosphere.
The mood. It could, the words that are being spoken. And of course, out of the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the mouth speaks. And Coco, as you're saying, you know, it could be an abundance of joy. It could be an abundance of grace. It can be abundance of inner beauty, knowing that I have been created by God. And God gave me my nose and my eyes, double eyes, single eyes, whatever. He gave me my ears and whatever features God gave. But God created us. God created your clients who you transform by the grace of God, by the way you see the beauty. Coco de la Cruz will share more heart to heart as she is with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, a beauty specialist, someone who works with models, will say, well, there's a certain look that they are wanting to see, a certain jawline, a certain symmetry of the way a face has been made. Obviously, you know, God has created people. Well, then again, nowadays, a lot can be done to enhance. Some people spend a great deal of money. There are certain countries in the world where people go and they can, for a fraction of the cost, have their looks changed. But we need to look at the importance of what's going on the inside. Because a look on the outside, yeah, it could give a good impression. But what's really happening deep within? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Corvette Coco De La Cruz is in studio with me. She's a professional makeup artist for Coco Bella Makeup and an entrepreneur for Purium Health Products. Coco, you mentioned in growing up, you grew up in the church. Was it always walking down the path where you lived a life as a true grandchild of your grandfather who was the pastor, sort of like a pristine life in the church?
No, not at all. You know, I've backslid. And during that time, you know, I was struggling with other things in my life. And during that time, I look at it and I thank God that even though I backslid, His grace was still upon me and His mercy was still upon me and His love. During that time that I backslid, I actually met my husband. And I got to share the love of God with him. And I thank God that he's saved now, you know, because before, if I had not met him, I'm not sure how he would have gotten saved. And it was all God, because we have so many mutual friends. And he actually knew me in high school, but I never knew who he was. But I thank God that I was able to share that, share that with him. And he received Jesus into his life on his own timing. And that, you know, he sees things so differently now. He had lost his brother and his grandpa in the same year. And that caused him to really get angry with God, because, you know, how can somebody that has so much life and, you know, so much going for them have suffered through what they had gone through, you know? So being able to share God with him, he was able to see a different leaf of how the grace of God has been upon him and his family.
How did he work through that? I mean, someone could get very bitter at God. Many do. When someone is taken away abruptly, or they're not able to fulfill a dream that they have, stricken with disappointment, they turn on God. How did that work with your husband, Jay?
You know, it took prayer and really reading the Bible, understanding that, you know, we're not born to understand everything. We're born to trust God that things happen in God's timing. And, you know, we don't understand. Having that said, that we're not born to understand everything, but just trust and know that there was a reason why what happened. And, you know, had they lived, we wouldn't know what they would have gone through. You know, it's just trusting God, having that trust in God and trusting in His word is really what helped, and definitely a lot of prayers and a lot of devotion.
Mm-hmm. How did you become involved in the health and wellness and beauty industry?
Well, with the beauty industry, my Auntie Karen, she used to do our makeup and take pictures of us a lot. So I've grown to like that. And I started off in high school doing proms, doing makeup and hair on my friends and my family. And it really is a passion.
So you were the go-to person.
I was the go-to person. You learn along the way.
You start early, right? In high school.
Yes, I started in high school. I did one of my friend's hair and makeup for her and for her winter ball. And, you know, you just kind of learn along the way and you're like, wow. It's just being able to be so creative and just so hands-on and just seeing them happy after. It just, you know, it really made me want to do this more.
You have a gift. That's evidence. Because, you see, not only are they wanting you because you make them look beautiful, you make them feel beautiful, I would imagine. And there's a great deal of trust that someone has when they come to you, even in high school. Maybe more so in high school because we are replete with all kinds of insecurities at that time. Mm-hmm. We're leaking here. We're trying to plug this insecurity, plug that one, and another one spurts out, you know? But they trust you. What do you say? What kind of things do you do to have people trust you like the way they do?
You know, just having them feel comfortable. Once they get in my chair, I introduce myself if I don't know them.
What about in high school?
Oh, in high school.
Yeah. I'm stuck in high school.
Okay. You know, it was, they just really trusted me doing it. And I guess because I can say at a young age, I learned how to do eyeshadow and, you know, just play with makeup. And a lot of my friends haven't had the opportunity to do that. They don't have the tools to do it. So I was able to share it with them and just you know, God used me to just paint on their canvas and enhance their beauty. And it's just, you know, just talking to them and knowing that they trust me is a huge blessing, knowing that they trust me in their hands, because they can walk out looking like a clown if they didn't trust me, you know. But just talking with them, and it's awesome how people just really open up when they're sitting in front of you, because it's like an intimate thing.
Yes.
You know, you're kind of getting into their space. That's because right. They don't have anything on, you know, their bare canvas. And when it's like they're kind of stripped, I guess you can say. So they really open up. And, you know, once you just keep talking to them, you actually find out a lot of things. And all you can do is, you know, if they're a believer, I pray with them. If they're not a believer, I still pray under without saying it out loud, but I'm praying, you know. And I build relationships with these people, and I keep in contact with them.
Someone listening today says, hey, I want her to do my makeup or my hair, or I want to see her. Can someone get in touch with you, Coco?
Yes, they can.
What would be the contact info? How can that be done?
You can go to, you can call me. My number is 220-0376, or you can even text me, or you can also go to Facebook. I'm still under construction on my website, so you can go to Coco Bella Hawaii.
Facebook.
Facebook.com/ Coco Bella Hawaii, and that's COCOBELLA.
And it's all one word. Yeah.
Yes, one word.
So facebook.com/ Coco Bella Hawaii. Okay, facebook.com/ Coco Bella Hawaii. Yeah, I think the trust that is given and your abilities and even in addition to the foundation that was laid even for your own struggles that you went through and how Auntie Karen, right?
Yes.
Auntie Karen, she really had an influence on you and bringing the beauty out in Coco de la Cruz, and now she's doing that in the lives of others. You know, I can't help but to sense that God looks at the canvas of our lives. You use that illustration. Coco, what do you think God sees in people when he looks at them? Because, you know, we don't all have our act together. We're all in process. What do you think God sees?
I believe that he sees his beautiful creation, his masterpiece. And I've always said that. You can ask some of the people I grew up with. And like, they're God's beautiful creation, you know. They're God's masterpiece. Everything that we look at and that we see as his beautiful masterpiece, his beautiful creation. He took time to create that thing, that person, that object. And, you know, I believe that everything he looks at, he sees beauty in.
Have you ever seen someone who maybe didn't have a lot of natural, you know, like a professional model or somebody that we would see on TV or someone? In fact, they had maybe even a different kind of look. Some may not even appreciate it as much, but their insides made them so attractive. Have you ever seen that?
Absolutely. I come across them all the time. And, you know, it makes them so exuberant. You know, it's just, they exude so much life and so much energy. And it's just, it really makes them just so beautiful. And you just fall in love with them, you know.
So God, a word I want you to just share. We got a quick, before our break, a quick maybe 30 seconds. Someone today who's feeling a bit yucky, a word of encouragement to them.
A word of encouragement is, you know, God created you for you. You are unique. When you look at the magazines, these are models. They're airbrushed, they're photoshopped and everything. And, you know, God created you to be you. Be unique, be yourself, enjoy and embrace every moment that you have in your life. And look at the beauty around you. Look at yourself in the mirror and know that God created you in his image. And he always does things impeccable. He creates everything impeccable. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself every day how beautiful you are.
That's Coco Bella Cruz. Facebook.com, /Coco Bella Hawaii, okay? That's how you can get in touch with her. You can maybe even set up an appointment with her and experience firsthand what you're experiencing even right now, but just with her. She's been doing it since she's been in high school, a gift that began to emerge early on in her teenage years. Her friends recognized it, and sometimes that's the acid test. How do my closest friends respond? And when friends start to tell friends, say, hey, you want Coco to do your hair. You want Coco to do your makeup. Why? I believe God was working in her as he still is, bringing the reminder of the beauty of God's creation in you and in me, in us. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, what about you? Are you busy? You've got things to do? Maybe more things than you have time for? Are you overwhelmed with your schedule? And still, do as much as you can. Maybe you fulfill what you need to do and still feel there's not enough time. And where's God in all of this? Is God a part of your day? Some are more disciplined than others, I would imagine. But what about those who feel a guilt tinge because God is squeezed out of your life? Or perhaps you've come to a place where what I just said just sort of triggered a reminder. Oh yeah, God. Well, whatever it is, you're not alone. Others feel that way. We feel that way. We've experienced those very things in our lives. And that's why God has sent Coco De La Cruz here in studio. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. If you're wanting to hear this program or send it to a friend, maybe you know someone that knows Coco. Maybe someone that needs to meet Coco. Again, by the way, facebook.com, Coco Bella Hawaii, /Coco Bella Hawaii. This program is available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources that we have for you. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Coco, in your life, have you experienced other kinds of challenges, perhaps even relating to time and busyness?
Absolutely. You know, you go through life and life becomes a blur sometimes that you forget to spend that time with God, you know, and when you continue to do that, and I noticed that once I cut my ties with God, my connections with God, it became a habit. So every day that went by that I didn't read my Bible, that I didn't pray, that I didn't, you know, listen to my praise and worship, or I didn't go to church, it became a habit not to. And you know, it's sometimes in life it's just, you know, you have a sin that you're doing, and then there's another sin that happens and something else, and you're like, oh, I'm sinning anyway, you know, I'm not worthy enough to go to church, you know, if I hear this a lot, if I go to church I'm going to burn the church down, or I'm going to get struck by lightning or something, you know. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, and you know, I wouldn't be standing here. But what I would like to encourage you guys is to schedule that time in with God. You know, whether you're on the road, whether you're on the road, listen to your Christian radio. If your radio is broken, put Pandora on your phone and play some praise and worship music on Pandora. And you know, it's those times and that moments when I'm in the car and I'm doing my praise and worship and I'm praying, is that's when I really, really have my one-on-one time with God. because it's mostly with me. And I break down crying, you know, and I just, you know, and I'm giving God the glory and I'm praying and just really spending time with him. Another thing that I did was I purchased a Bible. It's called Every Day with Jesus. And it's a daily, you read the scriptures and everything. So it's something that it makes me feel accountable for, to read my Bible. And, you know, it's crazy how when you read the scriptures, it's like, this is what I was going through today and it spoke to me, you know. And another thing is just praying. When you get out of bed, instead of standing up, just fall to your knees, you know. You know, you just kind of find the way to really build that relationship with God. And, you know, I want to encourage those that, you know, if you feel that you're not worthy enough because you've done so much that you feel tainted, or you feel that your sin is, you've done too much sin. You know, a sin is a sin. And God gave his only son to die on the cross for us. And his blood washes away all sins. His love covers all, you know. It's just really wanting that with God, and just knowing that he is a forgiving God, he is a loving God, and he is just a big daddy that will wrap his arms around you no matter what you're going through, whatever your struggles may be. Just talk to him, you know, just talk to him and pray to him about what you need in your life, what you may be going through in your life.
And sometimes our loving our loving God, our loving Father, will discipline us too. And the discipline isn't easy. Mm-hmm. But let us not mistake that a discipline is not an act of uncaring.
Yes.
Or indifference. Mm-hmm. You know, as a dad, I talk to my kids about when they're being coached. And I say, probably one of the worst things that could happen from a coach and a player's perspective is when the coach no longer corrects you. Because it's an indicator that, you know, they made up their mind about something. Mm-hmm. Whatever sport it is, you want the coach to be able to point things out to make you better. And when they become silent, and that's why the scripture says, he whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And it's in the grace that you say, hey, don't be ashamed to come back. Don't be guilty, because the Lord Jesus Christ, his blood was shed for us. And even in, and often the discipline of the Lord comes in times that bring us back to him. And if we didn't go through those times, we would just keep going away, further and further away. You have experienced the wooing grace of Christ in your life. You have shared that with some today. What about, I mean, let's go deeper from the standpoint of people who, you know, they feel like, I've done so much. The church is going to burn down. Lightning is going to strike. What about somebody who is no longer even really interested in God? They've gone that far away. So they're off. They're on their own. What would you say in a case like that?
That they don't want any part of Jesus in their life anymore. Mm-hmm. I honestly tell them that I'll pray for them. You know, that some way or somehow they will see the love of God and the grace of God and come back to him.
Have you ever seen a person like that come back?
I have, yes. I have.
What? Tell us a story.
They just had so much anger. I believe it was because their parents divorced, you know, and they were very bitter because they're both pastors, and the parents were pastors, and so they're really bitter with God. But I still
and that would be confusing
yes,
to them, right?
Yes, And, you know, I still believe that because he was raised in the ways of the Lord, that he, you know, it never really departed him. So he went, he did so many things, but I continue to tell him, I'm praying for you, you know, and just encourage him, but not so overbearingly where I will never see him ever again. So he ended up, it took his wife to be saved and just those little steps that he started to go back to church. And it wasn't the same church, but he found the life of God, you know, the love of God. And
let's camp here mm-hmm. for a little while, Coco. In the church, now we're being really open, honest, okay? Here, you and I know, and our listeners know, those who are believers. There are people listening that don't even go to church right now mm-hmm. because they're turned off. They're confused. It's safer for them to not go to church than to go to church and have to deal with whether it's backbiting, all the stuff that you see even in the epistles that the apostles are writing, the Apostle Paul is warning against. But there's hypocrisy, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. And when that happens, that could really send someone in a tizzy of absolute confusion, hopelessness, and despair because it's not real. I thought what my parent was saying or my friend or the pastor was saying, and in some instances, the pastor is my parents, right? Mm-hmm. As you say, your friend. What then? What is this all about? Is Christianity for real? Is there a difference between Christianity and Jesus himself? My relationship? Let's talk about that when we come back. Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, now we're gonna get into it. I'm looking at Coco de la Cruz. Yeah, we're talking about hypocrisy in the church, things that go on. Pastors getting divorced, and that's just in some ways the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it could be as big of a quote unquote scandal as that. Maybe it's not quote unquote. It just is a scandal as that, or someone who is in leadership, or someone who is your friend, and you see some sort of contradictory behavior, and it just turns your stomach, and your faith goes into a tizzy, and in that confusion, you begin to slide away from God. And in that sliding away from God, your heart is both aching and wondering and angry, and a whole plethora of emotions begin to swell up. How do you make sense of that? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and keep in mind, yeah, we want to talk about the good life, but sometimes in talking about the good life, we need to talk about real life. Coco is here to share with us. Find out more about this program and other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this podcast for free. To find out more about Coco de la Cruz, facebook.com/CocoBellaHawaii. Well, hypocrisy in the church. How has it affected you? And, well, let's just go down this path and talk story a little bit about it.
Absolutely. And hypocrisy is such a huge thing in the church. And, you know, it's just like as being brought up as a grandchild of a pastor. You really, as a Christian, you're really put under this microscope that whatever you do is like, oh, they sinned, you know, they did this and they fooled around, or, you know, just whatever it is. It's just, it's brought into light. But everybody, you know, we all seem to forget that we're all human, that we are tempted also. And I believe that, you know, it's a, sadly, we go through it. And, you know, it's just a matter of fact on how our perspective of it and how we deal with it on our own and not letting that affect our relationship with God.
Someone could have that perspective. I think there's a certain level of maturity in what you just expressed. Some of us may not be as mature as that, and it's emotional. It scars us. It makes us angry. We judge, and we don't care that we're judging because, you know, they were judging us. They came across with such an air of arrogance. Spiritual arrogance can be, someone could say, well, that's the worst thing. You know, spiritual arrogance, holier than thou, and look at them now. Mm-hmm. Where have they gone? This whole thing about church, one may say, is all a sham. How does one stay, Coco, in your opinion? How does one continue on in the walk with Christ in the midst of those kinds of realities?
You know, basically it comes down to your salvation. I believe that you have the power to keep walking and pray for them. You know, you don't know the struggles that they've been going through behind closed doors or what they are experiencing in their life at that moment. But everybody needs prayer, so pray for them and whatever situation that they go through, that God will be in the midst of it. And, you know, just remember that your salvation is not based on theirs, that your life is in God's hands. And is it worth the fact that you backslide because seeing all of this stuff going on, or, and, you know, not having God in your life anymore? Or is it worth the fact that, you know, just praying to God that everything's going to be okay and that he helps you to remember about the reason why you serve him, the reason why you are a Christian, why you have a relationship with him?
Mm. My father, this is somewhat of a different shade of what you're saying. I remember early on as I was walking with the Lord, and my dad would remind me, he would say, remember to keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't follow man. He He said, people will disappoint you, Dan. Mm. People will disappoint you. But look to Jesus. And I think we need that reminder. I need that reminder. Mm. That, yeah, no matter how hard, we may respect someone. I think it puts things into perspective, better perspective, when we remember that Christ is our Lord and we follow Jesus. Mm. And mm-hmm. see things in light of that. And then our faith is not based on the
circumstances that's going on.
Yeah, the decisions that other people make. Mm-hmm. But you said something about prayer that, again, to me is a person who has really matured in their faith to be able to pray for someone who is going through a very perplexing time. Maybe they don't even know it. Because I think during those times, when someone falls or someone really falls off the wagon, as it were, that they're in a very painful, confusing time too. They're broken. Mm. What do you pray when you pray for people like that?
You know, I pray that God touches their life, that whatever they may be going through, that, you know, we don't know what's going through, but God knows, that He will send specific people to go and reach out to them, to show God's love to them, you know, because whenever you're going through something, the last thing you want to do is get backlash about something, you know. Sometimes that makes you fall harder. So instead, going there, encouraging them, loving on them, and, you know, just praying that God sends people to go, whoever is in that same situation as them, will be able to connect with them, that their paths will cross, and that they can, you know, have somebody to talk to about it, because sometimes they just don't have that one person that they can talk to and express things about. Especially some people, they feel more comfortable explaining it to a person they really don't know, you know?
A stranger.
Yeah, a stranger, because they won't feel judged. But then they have this person that's their best friend or their sister that they can't talk to, because they want things to look all shiny and bright on the outside, when, you know, they're struggling with things on the inside.
Coco, can you pray? Would you be willing to pray for someone right now, as they listen? Yeah, they haven't been to church in a long, long time. Maybe their heart is softening, maybe not. But they still want to have a relationship with the Lord, and this is their way of staying in touch with God. Mm-hmm. But maybe they want more. Maybe they want to know if the Lord will receive them back, or maybe their heart has become so hardened because of things that they have seen, mm-hmm. or things done to them. But God, I believe He sent you here to minister to them. Could you pray for them? And then maybe a word of encouragement. But we've got about 3 minutes left, so could you say a prayer, and then lead us in a prayer, and then a parting shot.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for a beautiful day that you have blessed us with, Lord God, for giving us another day of life, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the listeners out there, Lord God, that anybody who's listening, that, Lord, you know their struggles, Lord Jesus, more than they even know their own struggles, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you touch their lives, Lord Jesus, touch their lives, fill their heart, Lord, with your love. I pray, Lord, that anybody who has a question about you, Lord Jesus, that their paths will cross with somebody else's path, Lord, that they may come to know you better, Lord God, that they may come to serve you better, Lord Jesus, that they may come and build a relationship with you and fall so deeply in love with you, Lord God, that all they want to do is just be surrounded by your love and your mercy and your grace, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those that, you know, their hearts may be hard, Lord God, and there's a reason why it's there, Lord Jesus. Reveal to them, Lord, what they're going through and why they're going through what they're going through, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that whatever you speak with them, Lord Jesus, either in scripture, in song, or in send a godly person, Lord Jesus, their way that can minister to them, Lord Jesus, that can love on them, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you just touch the lives of these people, Lord Jesus. Let them know their worth, Lord God. Let them see the beauty from within, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you just Surround everybody, Lord. Protect them, Lord Jesus. And I come before you, Lord God, and I humbly ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins, Lord Jesus. We're, you know, we live our daily lives, and, you know, sometimes we just do things, and I pray, Lord God, and I thank you that you gave your son to die on the cross for our sins, that his blood washes over our sins and it's forgotten, Lord God. I bless your holy name. All these things I ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Coco, you have certainly been a tremendous blessing. I thank God for you and for you being here to speak about, you know, beauty within brings beauty without. A parting shot to, in a minute or so, a parting shot to our dear listeners, a word to uplift them, whatever they're going through at this time in life.
My favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all you do and he will direct your path. And, you know, that has been my favorite scripture, just trusting in God, trusting and knowing whatever situation you're in, that you can trust in him, that he will, he always has your best interest at heart. You know, no matter what you go through, because he will not give you anything you can't handle. But knowing that you trust him, you're giving it all to him, not holding on like, okay, God, I trust you, but holding on to that little hem, you know, like, I trust you, Lord, but, you know, just completely, fully trust in him, that, and know that what he has for you and that he created you to be this beautiful person, to be a reflection of him. And I'm just so blessed. And yeah.
You know, I can see why people like to come to you, because it's like being in a emotional desert very many times in life, or being in an environment where you don't hear those words. People don't say those words, but you do. And when you do, it's like, wow, fresh water in a very parched environment. Coco De La Cruz, facebook.com/CocoBellaHawaii. And her number, 808-220-0376. 220-0376. I hope that you've been encouraged today by the sharing of Coco De La Cruz. Thank you, Coco, for being with us here. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've prepared something for you with the gospel presentation. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 34, verse 5, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Coco De La Cruz, facebook.com/CocoBellaHawaii. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.